12 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Irina Bertan with Denise Falzon and Sharman Hassaniani. In the weather, it's now 17 degrees outside of our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Commuters may wake up to a Monday morning TTC strike. In entertainment, Lance Bass speaks out against gay discrimination. And why women are portrayed as sex objects in films. Now to our top story. If TTC workers walk off the job on Monday morning, you may have to walk to your job. And city traffic will be heavier than ever. What's sure is that you'll have to find other means of transportation to wherever you need to go. Transit Union President Bob Kinnear says he's willing to negotiate around the clock. He also says TTC workers won't show up for their shifts on Monday if they don't get a suitable settlement from the city. The two sides have been in serious negotiations at a Richmond Hill hotel since April 1st, when the union's contract expired. Kinnear has asked for Mayor David Miller's help in making sure the unionized TTC workers get a fair settlement. But Miller says it's up to the TTC commissioners to handle the talks. The BC man suspected of killing his three young kids has been transferred from an RCMP lockup to a hospital yesterday. Alan Dwayne Schoenborn missed an appointment in court because of this. Hunter Kim Robinson found him on a hill on the outskirts of Merritt, BC. 40-year-old Schoenborn was severely dehydrated and starving. He's been missing since April 6 when his ex-wife found the lifeless bodies of their kids in her trailer. The judge who's ruling in what's reportedly the biggest child welfare case in U.S. history had trouble controlling the first day of custody hearings. Judge Barbara Walter is deciding the fate of more than 400 kids removed from a Texas Mormon sect last week. She had to suspend the chaotic proceedings for an hour to let hundreds of lawyers view evidence. The courtroom in San Angelo was packed with members of the Yearning for Zion religious sect. Teenagers from across the city are trying to make their schools and communities better. Youth in Motion is a nonprofit organization located in Toronto. Their program is designed to help teenagers set goals, develop leadership potential, and introduce them to the workforce. Gord Anderson reports.
Kerlani George is one student selected to attend this program. He is a great basketball player, but his leadership skills might be better. George knows that basketball may not work out, so he is thinking of his future.
I want to be a basketball player, but I also want to be educated as well and have a job, so just in case it doesn't work out.
Jennifer Bassa was the coordinator of special events and programs for Youth in Motion. She knows George, and she's very impressed with his personality and search for knowledge.
We had our student orientation 2 weeks ago, and he really, really stood out amongst the students in terms of just his sheer politeness. He seems really, really eager and just really excited to be part of the program and really want to learn.
Rob Galakowski is George's phys ed teacher. He nominated him for this program because he feels George has the potential to be something special.
What I'm hoping and what I'm hoping he will gain is those sort of leadership qualities and to gain some extra confidence in himself. And I hope he'll become sort of aware how great he can be.
And George finds the other kids in the program make him focus on the right things.
Going there really motivates me because I see all the other kids and they have their life on track. They're really smart and intelligent.
George seems to have his life on track. Let's hope he follows his true gift and lives a full and successful life. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
And that's the latest news. Now here's Denise with entertainment.
Thanks, Irene, and hello, everyone. Lance Bass is speaking out against discrimination of homosexuals. He has made a public service announcement, which will be made available online today. Bass made the PSA for the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network in order to promote the 11th annual U.S. National Day of Silence on April 25th. On this day, students will take a vow of silence to protest bullying, harassment, and discrimination in schools. Bass, who is best known for being a member of the former pop group NSYNC, said the PSA will honor Lawrence King. The 15-year-old was shot and killed by a fellow student in February in Oxnard, California, because of his sexual orientation. Music is known to provoke all kinds of feelings. Afro Man's rap song, Because I Got High, stirs up negative emotions among some people. However, when Bill Martin sings it, University of Toronto Scarborough students eat it up. Bailey Stead has the story.
Almost every night of the week, Bill Martin goes out to sing karaoke. One of his favorite pubs is the Fossil and Haggis in Scarborough. Here, Martin is better known as Wild Bill. So what's his trademark song? Because I Got High. What may come as a surprise to many is that Wild Bill is almost 80 years old. University of Toronto Scarborough students say they hope to still have fun like Wild Bill when they get older. Wild Bill's taxicab driver also recognizes his inspiring human qualities.
Billy, he's just a good-hearted human being. What you see is what you got.
It wasn't until about 10 years ago that Wild Bill really started living his life. When his wife passed away, everything changed for him. Just 1 year after her death, he retired from 25 years of service with the TTC. And it was around this time he took a serious liking to karaoke. Wild Bill says it's important to stay young at heart as you get older. He added that when he sings Because I Got High, many students scream, "Why, Bill?" at the chorus, proving that they really enjoy him.
Young people, I love it, I love it. Keep me young. Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah. Is that why you do it?
Yep.
Wild Bill battled colon cancer 3 years ago. He says the care he received was a blessing. He is perfectly healthy now. Wild Bill's positive attitude has earned him the respect of many. He says he wants to keep spreading his cheer all over Scarborough, and he plans to do it through karaoke. This is Bailey Stead reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
And out in theaters today, The Forbidden Kingdom, starring Jet Li and Jackie Chan. The action comedy is about a man's adventures in ancient China when he has hurtled to the past while shopping for bootleg kung fu DVDs. He is given an epic task and is accompanied in his quest by a kung fu master and a misfit band of warriors. But only by discovering the true meaning of kung fu will he find his way back home. Also opening today is Young at Heart. The documentary is about a New England senior citizens choir who enchant audiences with their covers of songs by everyone from The Clash to Coldplay. And that's all for me. Stay with us. We have Sharman with commentary after the break.
You're probably expecting me to say my name is Count Dracula and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It's not the hair, bah, greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape, made from your sister's satin banshee. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you can have the fangs. Dress up for parties, frighten to trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marbles fit over your regular teeth. But once there, you'll be the heat of the party. Amazing delight your girlfriend. It's so much fun, I know so. Send for your fangs today. Send 298 to Fang, box 1001, Central City, Tennessee, or dial toll-free 800-DRACULA. Order before midnight tonight. That's in order.
Welcome back. No matter what type of film you're watching, women are almost always sexually objectified. I get it, sex sells. But what type of messages are we giving young people when Hollywood glamorizes degrading women? Doesn't it encourage eating disorders, rapists, and pedophiles? I'm tired of seeing half-naked women playing strippers, groupies, or lonely housewives. Even a powerful woman is often dressed in tight or revealing clothing, and her body language is sexual. Or how many times have we seen a strong woman seduce a man before she beats him up and kills him? Unfortunately, I don't see this changing anytime soon. Why? Because it's all about money. The porn industry makes a ton of money, and movies are basically soft porn nowadays. Who needs an interesting plot line? It's not about being insecure. It's about demanding respect. Canada and America are so quick to judge how other countries mistreat women. How are we any better? That's all for me. Now let's send it back to Irina for the wrap.
Thanks, Charmin. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.